Hey, I'm Jane Lindholm. I'm the host of Vermont Edition, and I'm just popping in to tell you that this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
If you've been spending any time outdoors this summer, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that age-old question, am I going nuts or are there a ton of chipmunks this year? Turns out there are more chipmunks this year, and here to explain why is Bill Kilpatrick, a biology professor emeritus at UVM. He's also the author of the Vermont Small Mammals Atlas. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jane.
All right, so there are more chipmunks, like a lot more?
Yeah, there are quite a few additional chipmunks this year. They had a very good year, which actually started last fall when there was a bumper crop of nuts, what we call hard mast. Mast comes from the word meaning nuts of the forest or seeds of the forest. And it was especially things like beech nuts and acorns that were very plentiful. And chipmunks then were able to hoard those underground in their caches where they spend the winter. And so as they were arousing during the winter, they found they had an abundance of food. That meant that they actually arose from hibernation earlier in the year, and they also then had very high survivorship for their first litter of young, which occurs in the early spring. So they started the year with very high numbers.
We got some notes from listeners who are responding to our question, you know, have you seen more chipmunks? And so many listeners are saying, yes, absolutely. And Adrian writes, there are more chipmunks this year, and they appear to be larger than in prior years. And Gay responded, I agree with you. They seem quite chubby this year. So, Bill, is that true, too? You're seeing healthier looking chipmunks.
Yeah, and these are probably actually the juveniles that came out heavier in weight and were able to put on more weight very, very rapidly. Because even though they hoarded a lot of the seeds, there were still abundance of seeds on the ground for them to forage on. And, of course, many of your listeners, like I, know that they continuously visit our bird feeders, or our squirrel feeders, as I should say. So they have an abundance of food.
Yes. Yeah, I think many people, at least those who are not in bear country, seem to have squirrel feeders up.
Right.
So we also got a note from Mary who says, yes, so many chipmunks out there this summer. The dirt road I run regularly in Cambridge is a chipmunk epicenter, and they don't even scurry away as I jog by anymore. There are also a lot on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail. Catherine says, 2 years ago, we had so many it was hard not to hit them while driving. Last year, nada. This year, loads again. And Bill, I mean, that's right. It is sort of a cycle of boom and bust for chipmunks and other small mammals that rely on mast crops, right?
That's very true. And that goes back to the trees that produce the mast. They use a strategy of trying to produce a lot of mast in the years and then the following year produce very low mast so that the predators on those seeds and essentially starve to death and are not there. So they're playing the game kind of like the wildebeest on the Serengeti, producing all their seeds or all their young at one time. So the predators, in this case, the seed predators, just can't feed on all of them, and many of them survive to produce new trees.
Well, you said, you know, we're seeing a lot more of them. In fact, we could even be seeing more soon. The second litter may be coming.
That's true. I think we're already into the second litter, but they do have the ability to produce a second litter that usually comes at the end of June or the 1st of July. So that's a very likely possibility. And that's the one way they deal with the situation when they don't have a good mast crop the year before. They don't produce that second litter the following spring.
So they have the ability to deal with their own reproductive cycles based on how much energy they have and how much food is around.
Exactly. And they always are playing the game that they're going to expect that there's going to be a bumper crop of seeds, but they have that ability to shift their reproductive strategy when that doesn't occur.
So can people actually see little baby chipmunks if they'd like to? Where might you look for them if you want to safely observe them?
They're going to be underground, so people are probably noticing holes in their yards where they often take refuge, and that's going to lead down into a den and that's where the young are going to be born. And they're not going to emerge until they're able to really forage on their own.
Okay, so we won't see them as their tiny babies. Right. Can you explain, Bill, why all of the chipmunks this year seem to be running directly in front of my car tires?
I think, again, it's just because there's so many of them, and they're trying to establish their own areas, and many times they're chasing each other. I think we see a lot of interaction of chipmunks chasing each other and chasing right in front of cars.
Rick in Westford has a different problem. Rick says, we too are overrun with chipmunks. They ate all the beans in my COVID garden, both the seeds and within days after I planted them, the surviving sprouts. I know it was them. I saw them do it. I welcome any advice to prevent this in the future. If last year produced an abundance of acorns, shouldn't they already have all they need? Chipmunks seem to be very intelligent, but no matter how many times I chase them away, they fail to understand that they are not welcome in the garden. We're also seeing a very high number of red squirrels. I love critters, but this is crazy.
Right. And the red squirrels are somewhat the same situation. Well, they feed mainly on coniferous seeds, not on the hard mass of like acorns and beech nuts. Chipmunks are really opportunistic feeders, and they're going to feed on anything they can. They really like the hard mass seeds because those seeds they can store over the winter and still receive a lot of nutrients from it. Whereas, the bean sprouts, etc., that's going to be only for a short period of time that they can get nutrients from those plants.
Right. It's a short growing season in Vermont. You might as well take advantage of it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I lost all my strawberries to the chipmunks. So.
Oh, I'm losing all my broccoli, but I don't think it's chipmunks. I think it's something else. And speaking of something else, I think 2 years ago we were talking about an abundance of squirrels, but we weren't really talking about an abundance of chipmunks. But don't squirrels and chipmunks both rely on the mass crop? Like, why would there be a boom of chipmunks 1 year and a boom of squirrels a different year? Or are we just not looking closely enough and they're actually both doing great?
Yeah, I really don't know that. I think it probably has to do with very subtle things about the difference in the reproductive strategy. The chipmunks are underground, whereas the gray squirrels are up in trees and hollows in the trees and hollows in the logs. And so I think, with climate conditions, maybe chipmunks had a real head start this year over the gray squirrels.
Hmm. Any other animals? I mean, a lot of people are talking about groundhogs, also seeing a lot more groundhogs this year. Is that related or unrelated?
I think it's unrelated. Groundhogs have a very different reproductive strategy. They don't store food for the winter. Instead, they accumulate fat to overcome the winter. So they're eating all year, trying to put on that fat. And then they use that fat to survive during the winter. So they're pretty much restricted. So they're pretty much herbivores. They're not omnivores. I wouldn't say they won't feed on nuts, but that's not the primary part of their diet.
So let's go through the other part of the food cycle here. We talked about how the mast crops 1 year can make a boom in chipmunk populations the next year. Does a lot more chipmunks then equal a lot more owls or other predators that have a more abundant food source because of all these chipmunks?
It does, but of course, there's a lag. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while for them to catch up. So there will be increased numbers of predators, not only bird predators, but also things like weasels and foxes will also increase. And you also, I indicated that chipmunks are omnivores, so they're going to feed on other prey items like songbirds, like songbird eggs, like frogs. That makes up a portion of their diet as well.
Hmm. So if we are looking at those higher order predators, the owls and the weasels and the foxes, and you said there's a lag, but is that a lag within this year, or will there likely be more of those predators next year because those babies are better able to survive this year?
I doubt that we'll see a big boom in them next year. I think we'll see increased survivorship over the year, but of course, their critical time is getting through the winter. And chipmunks are pretty much underground and not available to them at that time of the year.
Well, Bill, this is fascinating. Thanks for talking with us. I appreciate your expertise.
Okay, thank you.